It could have been a home.
Have you ever been a bitch about
it? It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, command Maniac lie down, hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart, top of the line. You find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You've got one person online. The workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we've got a hacker.
Bang! Wagon!
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I blow out all of your speakers, I'm here to announce it's Friday night, and you know what that means.
It means you're sitting there alone with nothing to do. So you turn on the internet and you tune in to Spankwagon Radio.
Yes, I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the infallible Claude Balls.
And this is going to be a decent day, actually. I know that last week, if anybody follows the show, we prompted Flying J to show up. Kind of goaded him, actually. I think it's kind of more along the line.
And he is not here.
He's not here, but we have a second stringer. You know,
we
pick up, you know,
there's a backup.
Well, you know, we got a backup, and it isn't Leroy Jenkins. Leroy's doing his thing. He'll be out here in a minute, especially when we talk about him and his game show appearance, by the way.
Really?
Yes. Leroy was part of a game show. We'll get to that in a little bit. But ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, 7 o'clock here in Vegas. I don't know what time it is there, but, you know, more importantly, it's 7 o'clock here. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
And, boy, we should cover some bases first. If you want to play along with Spankwagon, we got several ways to do so. You could join us in the chat room. Go to irc.slashnet.org. The room is #LVROCKS, LVROCKS. Actually, if you're even less technically elite than that, you know, you're kind of an internet invalid, you can always go to spankwagon.net. Yes, that's our homepage. Because we have been on the internets now for quite so while. Click on the cam and chat link. You can see our beautiful faces and kind of chat back with us in our awesome chat room. We have a lot of people in today. Good start.
That's a good start. Holla back at a nigga.
Ooh. See, he's going all urban. He dropped the N-bomb.
The N-bomb? Wow, are you really that easily offended?
No.
Has corporate America and the media actually made you that much of a coward?
Oh, yes.
You're afraid to hear words that may titillate or scare?
Who says I was afraid? Did I like get all pissed at you?
I'm just asking.
No, I'm not afraid. You can drop the N-bomb all you want.
Well, I'm not a racist like you, so I don't have
to. Who says I'm a racist? Why are you insinuating I'm a racist? Because I have respect not to use certain vocabulary.
Respect not to use certain vocabulary.
Yes.
I did not invent the word.
I know you didn't, but you're using it.
So?
Well, it's a derogatory word.
So you think Eazy-E was also a bad man because he used that word?
No, but he's dead now, so it really doesn't matter, does it?
But his spirit will live on, man.
Oh, yes. And it lives on in your fucking iTunes playlist. The most Caucasian sideburned motherfucker, and you're like jamming out to Eazy-E.
That's right, man.
You also need to plug your shit in.
That I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the...
Did you hear that?
Wait, what? Hear what?
Did you hear it?
Hear what?
I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs.
He says it too.
Oh, there you go.
If Eazy-E says it's okay, it's fine with me.
But Eazy-E's dead. He died of AIDS.
That was just some trick ass hoe that gave that to him. Eazy-E did not choose to die of AIDS.
Okay. So anyhow, as we were saying, we've got our loyal studio guy here, our studio engineer. Get to that in just a second. But we also have in studio, and I don't know what mic you're on, so just start talking.
Is this one it?
That's it. Okay.
All right.
Hey, first one. We got El Smack in the studio.
Oh, no. It's Voodoo Murphy now.
Oh,
Voodoo
fine.
Murphy.
The smack is dead.
The smack is dead.
The smack is dead.
Why is the smack dead?
Died a horrible, painful death.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least you're moving on.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Now, you know, new name, new way to do things. Still talk a lot of shit, though, so it works well.
Oh, there you go. So we have Smack in here with us. Oh, excuse me, Voodoo Crackhead. We have Voodoo
Easy
Mother.
Farm boy, easy.
Yeah, okay, Voodoo Mother. Basically, yeah, so it's the three of us today because Flying J decided to be a fucktard.
Actually, I think Eazy-E would have called him a bitch-ass punk.
Oh, that is true.
If I am using that right, correct, Claude? It is bitch-ass punk.
Matter of fact, yes, it is.
Let's find out. Let's get the official Eazy-E reference going on here.
And by the way,
let's describe a certain female. A female with a disease of character and attitude. If you will, a snob. However, in the view of NWA...
A bitch is a bitch. So if I'm poor or rich. I talk
I don't understand
the
what
exact
you're trying
same
to say.
Pitch. Not the title bitch.
It'll
don't
come
apply
to
all women. But all women have a
I'm
little bitch in
message.
Them. It's like a disease that plagues their character. Taking the women
then
of
you're
America.
Not urban enough.
And it starts with the letter B. It makes a girl like that
so
think
white,
she better
like,
than me. See, some get mad and some just bear it. But yo, if the shoe fits, wear it.
That's right, see. Urban poetry.
There you go.
Now, I would like to, in Claude's defense, it's okay to use the N-bomb as long as you use an A at the end. Because at the A, you're being friendly. If he now were to use the ER version, well...
That is true.
Okay, so you're telling me...
There's a Confederate
flag
needed.
Well, yeah, so you're telling me if I use nigga, it's all good.
It is.
Okay.
Wow, it's all good. So you're learning already.
Thank you. Hey, a guy from Iowa...
You're expanding your vocabulary as we speak.
Film strip flashbacks. I'm awake, I swear.
Yeah, you're drinking that Mountain Dew shit. All right, so anyhow, where were we at? Oh, yeah, spankwagon.net. By the way, we have phone lines, and they are open.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120.
And for those of you who cannot spell but do know your numbers, that's
1-866-5-8-7-6-2-5-7.
Blast off. So give us a call at any time, and if you're a telemarketer, don't call us today.
But that could be funny.
We had that last week.
I was telling them about that.
Oh, yeah, I heard all about it.
A survey for...
intelligent design.
Yes, thank you. The words escape me.
Or is that a Tennessee college or a Kentucky college is making it a mythology class?
No. It's
Kansas.
Kansas College is making a mythology class. Good for them. They're seeing it as it is. Actually, we were educating the telemarketer on the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Oh, yes. You can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that. So
in his great noodle, we pray.
Yep, exactly.
Ramen.
So we're taking your phone calls. We're taking your chat rooms. Claude has a bunch of music. Voodoo fuckhead here is...
Claude's always got
just call me
music.
Murphy.
Murphy here? Okay, Murphy. That'll be easier. We'll just, great. Is it Dade Murphy or is this Murphy from RoboCop?
Yes.
Or is it like Eddie Murphy?
I don't like transvestite hookers. So.
Whoa! Or Arsenio Hall.
Well, at least he narrowed it down. Wait, are you saying Arsenio Hall is a transvestite hooker?
I thought he was. He's not a transvestite. Oh. Then what was Coming to America about?
Again, Mark's been renting the wrong videos. That was Coming in American that you saw.
Jesus. I knew the Super 16 Cinema was renting some funky videos for $50 a day. Anyhow.
You are the type that would take a fucking Super 8mm projector and hook it into a surround sound, aren't you? No one's calling on a Nextel phone.
All right, so we're geeks here. Just want to point that out. And we got a lot of shit to cover today. Dead celebrity, shitty midi, mad props. We even have sports by Smack.
Yep.
So that's awesome. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and let me actually cue this bad boy up. Our good old man Leroy Jenkins was part of Jeopardy.
Was he now?
Recently. Let's.
I'll take the rapist.
I'll take the rapist.
I shit you not.
Here we go. Who
here
are we
go.
Talking about again?
We're talking about the man.
Leroy
Jenkins! At least I still got my chicken.
At least I have chicken.
There you go. So here we go.
This role-playing game, out in 2004, returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle.
No one gets it.
That would be the
of
world of Warcraft.
No one fucking right, gets it.
No one got that.
No one.
That's tragic.
You know what? That said, no one knows.
Leroy Jenkins.
And no one knows who's the most popular person in World of Warcraft.
Leroy Jenkins.
Word has it he's working on becoming a PhD. His name is
Leroy Jenkins.
Man, this bit's got some legs.
It has incredible legs.
32.33 revolving, of course.
Yes. So, yeah, no one on Jeopardy. It was like college week, so, you know, I had all these college kids.
See,
obviously,
think that
obviously though,
that.
Because they're on Jeopardy, they're not at home playing video games.
No.
They're college kids on Jeopardy. They're not playing video games.
I've seen some stupid fucking people on Jeopardy.
I've seen major
kids.
Stupid fucking people. Adults, college kids. And
well, I'm talking about college kids. Adults, dude, no one has topped stupidity like I've seen Oliver Stone do on Jeopardy. That was pretty fucking heinous.
What, did he try to invent his own theory of every question?
No, dude, every time he gets a question wrong, or he'd fucking ring in before he knew the answer and be like, I should know this, and would wander around.
Oh, my God. So you're wander around behind the area?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, I thought Tarantino had Tourette's.
He pace back and forth in his own little cubicle area.
Cubicle area.
Well, you guys know that Wednesday was actually the one-year anniversary of World of Warcraft. It's actually kind
hold
of
on,
a big
hold
deal.
Hold on. Let's give it up due respect.
Leroy Jenkins!
Thank you.
It's not my fault.
God damn it, Leroy.
Actually, you know, speaking
God
of...
God damn it, Leroy.
You know what? Let's cover some stuff about video games, and since we're kind of going down this road, actually.
Oh, God.
Let's fix that problem. Fix that problem right now. All right, so basically, Xbox 360 was released on Wednesday as well. Actually, tons of people lined up. Our boss at our job decided he wanted to leave work early just so he could line up in line at Walmart to get an Xbox 360.
That did not go over well with other
managers. That did not go over well with people. So, I mean, Xbox, though, the next day, reports started coming in. They're unstable and very, very much prone to crashing. Right out of the box.
Number one, it's a Microsoft product. You should have known that.
Everybody should know that. There should be a blue screen of death for an Xbox. Well, actually, it's an international screen of woe.
Yes. The international screen of multicultural disappointment.
Yes.
That's what Apple has.
You know, where it does
it grays
all these
out and it has all these languages telling you, we are so sorry. And
oh, yeah.
We feel your pain that you have to restart now.
Yep. This is saying that consoles are typically thought of as entertainment devices with pretty limited scope. The expectation for consoles are pretty standard, too. You plug in a game, the game works, you have fun. Consoles are becoming more and more advanced, though, and though there have been some issues in the past with instability, you know, blowing on the Nintendo cartridge, Exactly. Apparently, the Xbox 360 has taken the cake for the most unstable console ever. Only a single day after its release, in some ways you almost, you know, could say we knew this was going to happen. Numerous reports of the console's crashing have been reported at various sites. Crashes happen even with all settings to default, meaning there's been no modifications to anything. So everything's been set to default, and it's been in single-player mode, not even on the Xbox Live. They don't seem to be related to any games in particular, such as, you know, I mean, it's happening to Project Gotham, it's happening to all three of the games that were released. This may not be widespread, but this is kind of plaguing it. You know, it's plagued something like the SNES did a decade ago. SNES had a lot of stability problems, a lot of crashing, and a lot of times the cart games wouldn't load.
Most of that, though, was the actual the cartridges.
Yes.
It wasn't the system itself.
Yes.
This is a system
this
problem.
This is a system problem.
And this thing, I never heard of any problems with the SNES.
Yeah, the first couple of release games were like that. But something else that I know you and I may have saw in that email, another thing that's being reported in places is a massive overheating on the Xbox 360 as well.
The venting of the Xbox 360. I don't think they have fans in there. I think they tried to do heat piping like
Apple.
Yeah,
it's all heat piping.
Apple's
convection
done.
Convection cooling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, convection cooling. And it's overheating because you got to understand, people are fucktards. They don't understand that you can't put magazines and books and everything on top of electronic devices.
Or you can't stuff it inside of those neat little entertainment consoles with no ventilation.
With no ventilation at the back. Like, I mean, I'll say this from example. My computer desk upstairs has my big-ass G5 Mac Tower. Well, the Mac Tower blows air in through the back to the front, okay? And what I did was I actually did not put the back of the desk on, and I also took the door off of the front, so it has a complete perfect air flow of air. You have to do these things. Cable boxes, TV cable boxes, satellite boxes have vents on the top, and you can't stack a VCR on top of those vents because you keep all that heat in and
everything.
Yeah, electronics and heat do not mix. So there's a lot of issues with that.
But it's not all the problem of the fucktards buying it. It's the problems of the fucktards making it.
No, it's absolutely the fucktards who designed this stuff because I'm sorry. I just paid, $400?
$400 for the premium set.
For the premium system. $360 for the core?
The core is $299. The premium is $399.
Okay. Now, the core, you get shit. You barely even get an Xbox. You absolutely...
That's true.
You basically purchased a Nintendo SNES, just a Nintendo NES.
Yeah, but there's no features.
There's no expandability.
No. You can still expand on it. It just doesn't come with all the doesn't come with the hard drive. Doesn't come with the wireless controllers. Doesn't come with the HD cable.
And it costs you double to actually expand it on your own, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've started to hear some rumors from a couple of people that the drives they're using are crashing pretty quickly.
Do we know what brand of drives they're putting in there?
I think they're Samsungs or Maxtors, one of the two.
Those are usually good drives. I mean, those are highly recommended drives, better than Western Digital.
You know what? In my experience, especially with my job now, I wouldn't buy a Maxtor drive if you paid me.
Mm. Well, you know, you also have to consider a lot of other things, too. I mean... Since I'm leaving Vegas soon, I'll go ahead and talk more about at least my job, even though I'm separate. I've seen a lot of hotels that use shitty hard drives and their stuff. Okay, and specifically ones that burn out quickly because they have no venting.
Well, absolutely. I mean, no venting in the...
Trench, relax. We work for the same corporation, but I work in a different division.
Yeah, okay. I just panicked.
I've never seen a look of horror like that come across your face.
Oh, what the hell? I'll let you know. I was drunk with Stitz on top of the fucking Las Vegas Hilton.
Ah, yes. Yes, you were hanging out on the roof of the LV Hilton.
On the roof, yes. Drunk as a fucking
And you couldn't
skunk.
Go anywhere near the yellow line of death.
The yellow line of death, which is 8 feet from the edge.
Which means that's where the vacuum actually sucks you off of the building if you get in that 8 foot without being tied off to OSHA standards, which means double lanyard.
And I felt safe, too, because not only was I behind the 8-foot barrier.
But you were drunker than shit on the top of a 52-story
hotel.
And
walking across a lightning rod cable.
Okay, first off, the static that thing has to generate just by the wind blowing on it has to be massive.
It was pretty scary.
Mutton chops are all coming straight out.
And they actually have a falcon breeding program up there. So especially
really?
In spring, they breed falcons to release in the wild.
The blue falcon.
Have you ever seen
and Dino-Mutt.
Have you ever seen pigeons around the Las Vegas Hilton?
Can't say that I ever really looked for pigeons around the Las Vegas Hilton.
Even though you've never probably looked, that's true. Take a look around next time. More north of there, you'll see pigeons, but around the Hilton, especially in springtime. Because that's when they breed, and they go ahead and, you know, they have to feed their young. And a lot of technicians have told me they hate walking up there because it's so damn scary, because they'll dive bomb everybody, and they quite a few people working for the hotel themselves and contractors have actually been attacked by the birds.
Nice. Dude, that is
I guess
awesome.
It's a good thing they don't breed tigers
like
up there.
It's like a fucking James Bond thing going on, you know? You're like, here we are, the International, the old name for the Hilton, the International, yes. Food. Fucking Christ. You need to pay your gambling debt. Oh, what you gonna do, black book me? Calls a fucking flock of birds down.
Pretty much.
Nice.
It's always good,
it's
too.
It's like Willard with birds.
Their security system is just so lax there. Who are you supposed to be back here? Yeah, I'm with one of your contractors. Oh, okay. Didn't even check my ID.
Don't even check ID.
Didn't even
That's
have
nice.
A badge on me.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, the hotels, man, you can, like, fucking just walk in and out. Caesar's Palace is the biggest joke. They have, like, a fucking security checkpoint right there where it's like, you need to show ID, okay? If you're going through the employee entrance, yeah. But all you have to do is make your way up to the ballroom sections and go in one of the little side doors, and you are in the casinos. Once you're inside the casinos, there's no worry. And you always have dudes, too, checking your IDs. This is, for anyone in Vegas wants to know this, you're always going to run into checkpoints when you go into the hotel sections for the elevators.
Right.
And in some places, they go a step further where you need a special hotel. You need your room key to access the penthouse floors. No matter what hotel you are, walk 10 feet in either direction to the service elevator, and they'll take you right in there.
Without asking and without checking.
Without asking, so without checking, you can get right in.
So,
why do I see a real live Ocean's 11 coming up here?
No, I mean, we're not. I don't. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe we could put Claude in a box and stick him in the vent, in the vault.
Hey, yeah.
Hell no, dude.
Do you think we can fit him in a change dolly without a chainsaw?
No.
Yeah, well, we'd need a chainsaw beforehand.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be crawling out of anything.
No, he wouldn't. He definitely wouldn't. He'd be like, hey, I'm dead.
Wiggling a stump.
Ooh.
Kind of Pretty much,
dude. Kind of hard to do acrobatics when your body mass is everything but your arms and legs. And
dude, I have a recliner. We'll have I have a hard enough time hitting down to lock in a place, dude.
We'll have to change your name to Matt.
Okay. Well, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's
arms.
Fucked up.
No
hang
arms.
Him on the wall.
No.
Call him Art.
Ooh, there you go. No arms, no legs. Put him on the front porch. Boom. Matt, you know. That's good. Very good.
Bad rim shot.
Well, he likes getting rim shots.
I don't have everything. Yeah, especially, you know, rim jobs.
Yes. See, look, I didn't go there. I told Trench tonight I was going to lay off the ass jokes.
That's all right. I'll go ahead now. I will be the surrogate one. I know you want to say in the pipe, but you can't. It is so forbidden for you.
It is absolutely forbidden for you to say
I'm
in the pipe.
I'm trying not to. I don't want it to be my staple.
And you can't talk about, like, tossing salad even.
Yeah. Trying to keep my pants on, too.
You know, what is it with people, our guests, and only our ugly male guests? We don't get any hot, well, we don't ever have any hot female guests, but...
What do you mean ugly?
No, we've had hot female guests.
Who?
You look like a circus reject, and you're calling me ugly?
Christ. Yes, I'm a circus reject. It's an expert philosophy.
Sorry with your fat man tits over there, please. I got the O.J. Simpson ass of stone, and you're giving, and you're ripping on me?
First off,
O.J.'s innocent, by the way. They have proof.
They found the killer?
His son.
O.J. found the killer.
His son.
Is the killer.
Yes.
How do you know this?
Weekly World News.
Not Weekly World News.
The
I think
son?
It was Hannity and Combs.
Oh, yeah. Because you can believe anything Hannity says.
Hannity and Combs.
I'm sorry. Those guys couldn't find their own asses with a roadmap, flashlight, in both hands.
Yeah, they actually said his son did it. His son is responsible for the murder, and he called up his father.
Makes sense for the DNA markers.
Mm-hmm. But OJ, no one's going to confess to this because, number one, you know, at that point, O.J. would actually go to jail for withholding evidence.
Perjury.
So, right.
Perjury, absolutely. Would he?
And his son would then go to jail, too.
O.J. never took the stand, did he?
No, he didn't. But so there would be a new trial. But he knew who did
it. No, don't you go under oath when you have to be interrogated?
No, only in a federal case. No, it wouldn't be perjury. Maybe obstruction of justice, but it wouldn't be perjury charges.
Okay, I can handle that. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, I want to let everybody know the phone lines are open. If you have your two cents to throw into anything that we say here, you want to take the conversation anywhere you want to go. It's 1-866-LVROCKS or 1-866-587-6257. Everybody is very welcome to call up and join us. You know, because sometimes what you got to say just shouldn't be said in the chat room. It should be said with real people in your voice.
Man, I miss being on this side of the... I got to tell you guys, I miss being on the mics here. It's been a long time. Had
it's
a lot
hell
of crap going on.
It's a hell of a feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
It's a great feeling.
It's very liberating. You can say whatever you want to.
Wow, my opinion goes to everyone. Hear what I say and what I think.
Unless I shut off the mic, you know, that's...
Thanks, farm boy. Thanks.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. You know.
Oh, by the way, Rev, I know you're out there, and I know it kills you that I'm on this mic again.
What, Reverend Hammer?
Oh, God.
Huh? I'm lost here. All right, looking at the clock, Claude, you got music for a break?
Of course I do.
Why don't we go ahead and take our first break? We'll come back, do Shitty Mitty, Dead Celeb, Mad Props, and a bunch of other shit going on. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back.
Spankwagon. All of the DJs surely have taken a lesson. Start talking trash and I'll come with my Smith and Wesson.
Sky, waiting for me when I die. Looking for some place to host your website? Or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal? Then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
You know what? We were just wondering why the chat room was so quiet, so I started smacking. Well, I smacked Diggs around twice with a trout. You know, nice little IRC kitschiness. He goes, and this is his reply, I'm trying to figure this MySpace garbage.
Oh, MySpace.
Oh, come on. MySpace is full of pedophiles. Do you really want to be a pedophile? I'm just saying, it has to be full of pedophiles.
So let me ask you something there, Pete Townsend. What kind of research have you been doing on this?
I think I see. You got a microphone in front of you. You must be an expert.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kidding. I don't know.
Well,
I
actually, you are the guy who slept with a priest.
I did sleep. I did sleep with a priest, and I did it at Disneyland.
It's fucking wrong, dude. That's just really wrong on so many levels, dude.
I know, but it's such a funny story.
Just to bring you guys up to speed on that, he's no longer a priest. Nope. Now he's a tattooed freak with a pierced nipple.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In fact,
so what happened?
How does someone go
that,
from
that's some, you know what? You know, I don't want to go into into a lot of personal stuff with him, but fucked up shit happened, and he wound up saying, okay, if I'm going to serve God, I don't think he wants me in a waiting room for 2 years to figure out how to do it. So he went off and did his own thing. So now he goes to sacrilege every Friday night, and he's a goth now, and
he's a Catholic goth.
He's a Catholic goth. And Mark, I tell you,
shut up. You are too.
He was fighting. I swear to God, he's the only guy I know with a bald spot at 17. He was fighting the balding hair. Finally, he shaved it completely. So he's got the big crown of thorns tattoo on one arm. He's got a nipple pierced. He's just a big freak.
He basically is going to be the new lead singer for DC Talk.
How old is he right now?
Justin, let's see. He's same as me, 29.
So 29.
29, yeah. And he's getting married. He's getting married.
Yep. 29.
Chief is getting married.
I say by 34, 35, he'll be selling Amway.
Actually, you know, his career is going really well. Even he's doing the part-time Starbucks thing. Don't really understand why. I think it's just because he likes the coffee. That's the only thing I come up with.
Actually, everybody here is talking about MySpace. Here's my opinion on MySpace, and this is purely opinion. And I was joking about the pedophilia.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not. No, I'm kidding. Basically, with MySpace and social networking, I just see it as a very...
Hey, dude, okay. 3 a.m., you're bored. It's a great place to find whores. Just go into Vegas, look for bi chicks and bi and gay chicks, or bi and not sure between 21 and 34. Look for people that are online right then and there. Dude, you will never have any more interesting conversations than you will at that point as people trying to justify their sexuality. And it's absolutely hilarious to me.
Really?
I'm completely free and open. I have I take that back. I'm completely free and open about women's sexuality. Mine, leave the ass alone. But... some of the conversations I've had with people, just because I get bored, it's fucking great, dude. These chicks are just trying to justify, and I'm like, who are you really trying to convince here, me or you? Because if you want to lick snatch, I don't have a fucking problem with it. You know, blah, 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 get in it, you know, whatever.
So they're like, they have to justify themselves. Exactly. What do they have to justify? What are they so...
Well, they're very... Well, you know, I'm very open, and I think it's great to be open with my sexuality, and I can't find a guy who doesn't have a problem with that. I'm like, yeah, you can. Basically, you're just not going to have any kind of meaningful relationship with a guy who wants to watch you lick another woman's snatch. Unless you get married. And then it's perfectly acceptable to want to watch your wife eat another woman out.
At that point, you're actually a swinger.
Yeah, eating ain't cheating. So...
eating ain't cheating.
Dude, I think Claude says that when he goes to the buffet.
Wow, you're just full of venom tonight. Yeah. Actually, I've not been to a buffet in like a long ass time.
Anyhow, can you justify that?
Okay, not going to a buffet? Yeah.
You know, if you want to justify something, and if you want to justify, go to Samba at the Mirage. That is $30 that you can spend and live well with. That has got to be the best food in Vegas. Mark has seen it. Trench has seen it. I rave and rave about this place. We went there for my birthday.
All right. Awesome. We're going to switch gears. Everybody, you know, MySpace, I guess there's musicians out there that actually take advantage of it, but, man, there's just a lot of shit out there. And it's social networking, and I have a problem with internet social networking because I see a lot of people who replace what they're doing face-to-face with that.
I thought it was just because you're antisocial.
I am, but, you know, that's another story altogether. Well, I would probably, you know, logically speaking,
what happened? Why do you hate God?
Who said this has anything to do about God? We're talking about MySpace. Who is your God?
Is it your parents? Why do you hate your parents?
I don't hate my parents.
Is it your sexuality?
I love my
sexuality. Do you hate your penis?
I love my penis.
Tell us about your penis.
My penis is good. It's long. It's strong. It's hard.
God, he's so lying.
He hits the music.
You know, it's not just musicians on MySpace. There's a lot of comedians.
Yeah, and there is a lot of context. It's just, I don't know. I'm a little creeped out about the whole deal. Anyhow, let's switch gears.
You know what? If you want to creep people out, we could bring up Chief's MySpace, and you could read some of the poems he's written in there. The former priest.
See, that's just it. Fucking goth poetry in MySpace. No!
Then it's fucking great. Where do you go wrong? There's nothing funnier than that. Or going into people's pictures. I love to get people's
Maybe
pictures
we should
and
do
caption
that.
Them.
Maybe we should fucking do that. Go into a MySpace, read just random fucking goth MySpace blogs and other people's blogs and see what happens.
Dude, it's so funny.
What pisses me off about MySpace, though, is some fuckers like to put in, like, embedded fucking media. So I'm like, you know,
oh, yeah.
Clicking on a MySpace link inadvertently or inadvertently, because, I mean, I'll scan it out.
Dude, they've got, like, a MIDI, an MP3, and a WMA file.
Did you just say MIDI?
Time.
Oh, shit, I don't have it loaded. Do you have it loaded?
Of course I do.
MIDI?
Shitty MIDI. It's now time for Shitty MIDI, where you can win the jack shit prize or award by playing along at home.
We should let someone have my empty Pringles can, or my half-empty Pringles can.
All right,
that's
so
right.
This week's Shitty MIDI. Claude, do you have that ready?
Actually, I do.
All right, so why don't we go ahead and start up the MIDI?
Okay, let's go ahead. This is this week's
Shitty
MIDI.
Okay, here's how it works, folks. Here's how it's working this week. You got to give us a call. You have to call to win the jack shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you.
Which means we'll be here a long time.
So you have to contact us at 1-866-587-6257. You have to call us.
Come on, you fucking psychopaths. Pick up the goddamn phone.
So what we're going to
do... Put the Pop-Tart down. Dial, assholes. Dial.
So we're going to go play the MIDI.
Here's dial.
Here's the MIDI.
Here is your MIDI for this
shitty
week. Very dyslexic intro. Here we go.
Oh, this is bad. I like the bass. Scratching on a MIDI? They're scratching on a MIDI?
Hold on.
It's a MIDI. You're fucking cabbage patching to a MIDI.
Dude, they're scratching in the MIDI. Come on. Come on, people. Dial that fucking phone number, goddammit.
That's a MIDI. Call us. Give us a call to figure out what this week's shitty MIDI is. 1-866-587-6257.
Hey, you got some of these guys' phone numbers. If they don't call us, why don't we fucking call them?
You know what? That might just work.
That's right, assholes. We'll get you on the phone one way or another. Hey, let's call Flying J and see if he's listening.
Jay, can you name this MIDI? Can you name it, please?
I can't believe none of these guys... Are they trying to spout it out in the chat room there?
It ain't ringing.
It ain't doing nothing. I'm just hearing...
The hell is that noise?
Sounds
it's
like
Satan! Satan! Satan!
All right, we'll drop that noise.
Could it please be Satan? He owes me a quarter.
Anybody have a guess?
I can't believe none of these assholes are dialing.
You got Flying J's phone number? Let's call him.
Sweet.
No, I don't.
Curses. I don't have my other phone with me either.
All right, so that's the shitty MIDI. It's kind of dragging on me. No one in the chat room knows.
None of these fat-fingered idiots know.
Diggs is saying, I don't know what the hell this is. Fufu says, I cannot think of the name, or I can't think of the name of the song. Someone has to know what this is.
Someone other than Claude.
Do you know what this is?
I know the song. I don't know the name of it.
Okay.
You know what, though? Let's not answer it yet. Let's see if we can get some asshole to call in.
Do you know song and or title? Artist.
I know the song. I know the song well that I can sing it in my head. I can't think of the artist. I cannot think of the artist at all. By the way, Shitty Mitty, anybody can play. Anybody can guess. 1-866-587-6257. We're waiting for someone. The phone, we tried to call someone, but that flopped miserably.
Look, even if you don't know it, just call up and call us assholes for playing this shit. Something.
Exactly.
Fucking anything. Make the goddamn phone ring.
So what we're waiting for is someone
to
guess.
Put the fucking
Pop-Tart
down.
The song again.
Let's go ahead and let's get you guys re-involved in this. Should I start from the beginning?
Yeah, let's go from the beginning because that beginning was classic.
Scratching in the bass in a MIDI. It's great.
This is confusing, though. This threw me off. Not even a guess in the chat room. No one is guessing in the chat room. We don't even have a troll in the chat room who could probably guess this.
They're probably all looking for me on MySpace and writing hate mail for calling them all assholes, fat-fingered idiots, Pop-Tarts. You know what you should play the same song every week till someone gets it.
No, even I get tired of it. All right, so we don't have anybody calling and guessing this. We don't have anybody able to guess this in the fucking chat room. Dude, this is sad.
You guys are disappointing me.
This is a song everyone is going to slap their hands.
Everyone has heard this song. Everyone hears this song. I mean, that you it's a hook. It has a great hook. And no one can guess this
shit. No one can guess it. It makes me sad.
Come on, you guys. You can win my half-empty can of Pringles.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of which, would anyone like a Pringle?
No, thank you. On the air. Yeah, that's
all. I'm still trying to give away the pair of used panties we discovered over here.
Discovered?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually was looking for something.
Like
man.
Tape or something. So you open one of the drawers and there's panties. We're like,
yes.
Okay.
Were they stuck together?
No, but we don't know whose they are.
You smelled them.
Actually, no, I didn't. Let me see if I can.
Oh, what are you doing?
He's going to sniff the panties.
He's going to sniff underwear.
Look, it's not like he's going to wear them on his face. Although if he would, that would be... Oh, my God.
Yuck!
They really are in
they're
here.
They're fucking yellow.
God. They're yellow
and red and nasty.
Here, give me those. I'm going to put them up in front of the camera. Oh, nasty!
Oh, oh, Jesus. Yeah, go to that one.
These are some fat girl panties, too. What's up with that?
Damn! They're fat ass fat fucker thong.
Any chocolate in there?
Ah, oh, Jesus. I think if anybody's watching.
It's on your mic.
Ew, it's a girl. It's got cooties.
No, ew. It's not a girl. It's got cooties. It's ew. We don't know where the fuck they've been.
Now I'm going to eat a Pringle. Fuck it.
Okay, call in right now okay, and win free mystery panties. Every time you hear this song, I want you to think of this.
This song is the mystery panty song.
Why do my Pringles taste tuna flavored now?
Ah, salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
Vinegar and water douche brings a whole new meaning to she's a little tart.
Vinegar and water because she's Italian. Try new Hidden Valley douche.
Maybe I should just keep eating Pringles.
All right,
somebody
so basically, okay, we don't have anybody guessing. So Claude, we don't have anybody guessing. Let's play the real song. Let's let them slap their heads going, oh, fuck, that was it?
Let me try something. Let's see if we can play the real song in the MIDI at the same time.
Oh, Jesus. That's timing nightmare. Nah, just play the real song. It's not that far off.
Na 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 na
somewhere in the chat room, someone's looking for their parachute pants.
Don't die. Yes, we multiply. Anyone press will hear the
he's baby's kid.
Maybe I should use this next time I make a theme song.
Excuse me, Mr.
Officer. This is a MIDI version, though.
Still living like that. Extraordinary. Juice like a strawberry.
It's a good song.
Money to burn, baby, all of the time. Call up to fit, just me. Fit to cut the shit. Come juggle with me. Fix it every time.
All right, in the chat room, Diggs goes, what's this fucking garbage?
It's Inni Kamuz. Here come the hot steppa.
So, and this came out, what, 80?
No, this is in the 90s.
Was it in the 90s? Had to been early 90s, because there's like, you
like
know.
Like 92, 93.
Yeah.
Wait, give me a second. We can find out right here real quick.
So, but basically, that was your shitty MIDI of the week, and man, we didn't get anybody to guess that one. That's the first time we've had like a shitty MIDI go cold like that. Normally they don't go
it's
cold.
It's me. 1994.
Mm.
Wow.
Damn. All right, so we also have another song here. This is something that Smack found for more of the Christian Catholic goth friends, I guess. I don't know.
It's called Random.
It's called Random.
I just cruise around XM every once in a while and listen for shit. And
this isn't too bad. I heard a sample clip of it to make sure I got the right thing, and it was. So we're all going to be really hearing this for the first time. And I got to say, whoever did the editing on this did a fantastic job. So let's go ahead. Let's play this right now. Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and give an intro
to give an intro to
no,
what this
just,
is?
Just
or?
Let it go.
Well, basically let them know this is a mashup, but you'll figure out what the two songs are.
Yeah.
As soon as Claude hits play. And that was Nine Inch Nails mixed with
Beatles
come together and Closer. Yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah,
how did you discover that?
I was flipping around the channels on my XM radio and just bounced into someone saying it, and I listened to it. I was like, wow, this is really great. And then I went and found it on the internet.
Very cool. So there you go.
So I found them in the Dirty Gringos.
There you go. Hey, what do we got going on here? I'm trying to think what we have going on next here. Because Claude's doing something. And
I think Claude asked us to stretch.
We're stretching. We're stalling for time.
We'll have some witty banter.
Of course we will.
Dead fucking
silence. What is it with this computer? Okay, I got to bitch about this.
Probably
one of the few things I'm going to bitch about when it comes to the studio. But I don't understand why Norton thinks it has to scan during our fucking show.
Because apparently the studio thinks you are the only show worth interrupting.
Fuck that. I'm sitting there the other day fucking knee-deep in some goddamn dungeon in Warcraft, and fucking Norton comes on and says, now would be a good time.
You're like, I'm trying to play.
Fuck you, asshole.
Leroy Jenkins. You're dead.
I'm looking for some chicken.
Do we have the music that we need?
Yeah, of course we do.
Do we have the music? Are we ready? Have we stalled for enough time?
I think so.
All right, let's do... Dead Celebrity of the Week.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
I don't know about this.
Ouch.
Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes. My cycle hunts. Ready to race.
This was a bad one. This week's Dead Celebrity. And it's Morita, right? Pat Morita. Oscar-nominated actor passed away. He was 73 years old. Actor Pat Morita, best known for helping teach a boy martial arts mastery through household chores as the wise Mr. Miyagi, has passed away. Now, there were conflicting reports about the cause of death. His daughter says that he died Thursday of heart failure at the Las Vegas hospital. We have only one. His wife of 12 years said, though, that her husband... died while waiting kidney failure transplants. Either way, he's dead, and he was 73. Of course, as we all know, he played Mr. Miyagi opposite Ralph Macchio's Danielson in Karate Kid.
I guess you can't crane kick the Grim Reaper.
You can't crane kick the Grim Reaper, but he also played on Happy Days. That's why we played the Happy Days.
Don't forget there was that one movie with Jay Leno.
Well, everybody has to have a disaster.
Collision Course, yes.
Yeah, that was just on HBO the other day, too.
Dude, I actually know that movie you're talking about, too. The Tojan GT is the real car it is.
Also, he, being Japanese-American, he rose to prominence for his stand-up act, which he was considered blasphemous in Japan.
Yeah, he's Japanese.
So...
Mr. Miyagi, we salute you. Send a fro.
So this week's Dead Celebrity of the Week, Pat Morita, 73 years old.
Down. Up. Down. Send a fro.
That is the weirdest. We should always stick to the normal music. That just... sucked.
Okay, well,
oh, come on. I think there's still a couple of people we have left to offend.
He wants to play Samurai, which is techno.
He's Asian. Seems appropriate.
Oh, Jesus. So,
Now, I wish we had that coach. You know, no offense. We have some of those. All right, what we call Jap
plays. Something more appropriate than more Asian for you?
Oh, boy.
Yo, little poet. No, here you go.
Oh, Jesus, no. Let me at the board. Come on.
Squabbling for the buttons. Pinch him in the nipple.
Everyone loves this song, dude. Maybe this is good for Pat Morita.
This is horrible.
I think I can actually hear the hate mail being written right now.
No wonder no one calls up.
By the way, none of you fuckers have still dialed the phone. That amazes me.
You know, I told you, they don't like calling in. They are all afraid of their own voice.
You know what? Maybe mom wouldn't spring for the phone line in the basement.
I think that's pretty much it. You're really trying too much, way too much mileage out of
this. Pat Morita, come on. He deserves it.
I wonder if the Riviera will keep playing his commercial. Because the Riviera has been playing a commercial. I'm Pat Morita. Whatever I want to do, stand up in Las Vegas, I do it over at the Riviera Comedy Club. Rated best in this poll, that poll, whatever poll. So maybe they'll stop playing that.
I think the Riviera is actually closing their comedy club since they can't seem to book anybody for it now.
You know what? It really wouldn't surprise me. Comedy clubs here are just probably not what they used to be. I mean, the first time I saw, like, Gabe Kaplan before was at Laugh Tracks. Mm-hmm. Dude, I thought he was just some asshole and went, like, Paycheck Bonanza.
Dude, I saw Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope at the Riviera. Oh, man. That was great.
Really?
Oh, if you've ever seen Doug Stanhope, the guy is he's funny, but his body is a walking dumpster. If there's any kind of narcotic, alcohol, whatever, he pumps his body full of it.
And he'll probably live longer than we will.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing he's still alive.
You know, fucking chemicals keep you alive. You guys can stretch this out. I don't have to.
Oh, okay. So what have you been doing, Claude?
Oh, not too much. Not too much. Yeah. Been rather busy.
Rather busy.
Yeah.
What was his name?
What was his name? Yes. See, and that's the thing. No matter how hard you try to change, you never will.
Oh, no.
You're right. Actually, no, I have been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking ahead. I'm doing some planning. I think I'm about to piss Trencher off.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Should I piss you off?
Well, you haven't done it for a week or so why not?
Sure. Okay, so it looks like the end of December will be my last show on Spankwagon.
That just pissed me off. You had to announce it now.
Yeah, I do, because I think it's fair for everyone else.
How do you figure?
Well, because they should know in advance.
So they can stop listening in advance?
They won't stop listening in advance. It'll be a big build-up to a final show.
It's not a final show. This show's not going anywhere. Just you.
All right, my final show.
Your final show. This show isn't going fucking anywhere, dude.
That's
so
true. That's true.
So why don't you fill him in? Because saying I'm going to be going away, for all we
that's
know,
right.
You could be off to find the cure for cancer.
Well, wait. It all depends upon the sentencing phase right now.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, can you speak about this? Is your lawyer okay with you talking about this?
No, it's nothing like that right there. But basically what it is I am just a little more than burned out of Las Vegas.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
I really am, dude. I am just – it's pretty
bad.
We'll see. We'll see. That's why I'm, of course, giving a hopefully a month notice to my employer, which should be there next Wednesday. I'm actually leaving Las Vegas. That's right, folks. I am dealt out of the city. I can't afford a house here. The housing situation is something a lot of folks know I've been bitter about for quite a while.
Yeah, it's been a long-term topic on the show.
I have a good job. It's not my job. I like my job. So it's not employment. I just am just that burned out. I have to live up in Summerlin. True, I don't have to live there, but apartments are pretty goddamn scarce here.
As a matter of fact, you know, the reason they're scarce, and we mentioned this on the show before, is developers are now getting fucking greedy ass, you know, just mega fucking greedy. They're turning apartment complexes
into
condominiums.
That is absolutely correct. One of the things I've talked about before, and I don't know if people really took it serious or not, is I seriously have a fear of being evicted. Not because I don't pay my rent on time, but because I'm afraid I'm going to get like a 30-day notice to get the fuck out. I know that happened to someone else. I know him because he happened to be a DeLorean owner. And that happened to him. He got a 30-day notice to get his ass out. Him, his wife, and his kids out of the apartment they were renting.
So the owners could turn it into condominiums.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, didn't they, I'm not to interrupt, but didn't they pass that moratorium?
No, the moratorium has not been put into place. The reasoning is because, and they were very blunt, yeah, the new condominiums will not be able to be afforded by residents. But they'll be able to be rented out to residents from the new owners who are typically investment groups.
Yeah, the reason that this housing market, I mean, you want your fucking infomercials. How many infomercials are get-rich scams based off of real estate?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's
many.
Going on.
Huge.
You know, because those scams exist, and also because people, you know, don't have a conscience. People only look out for themselves. You know, they're only looking out for, you know, what gets their wallet fatter. You know, and it's a, I guess we could say this is another one of those moral breakdowns of, you know, of the time.
You know, I totally feel your pain. I was telling, you know, Trenches not too long ago, we were trying to buy a house just recently, and my mortgage guy actually looked at me after doing all the paperwork and submitting to bank, looked at me and said, "Have you thought about renting?" So,
yeah.
I can't say that I blame you, but I'm definitely going to miss you.
Yeah.
Like I say, I've been dealt out of Las Vegas.
Now, I gotta let people know this isn't a joke. This is not
This is real.
This is
not one of
our stunts that we've pulled in the past.
It's just kind of funny. The first week that I come back,
back to oddly enough.
Yeah. What was that? 3 years ago? 4 years ago now?
Three years ago.
three, almost four, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, what's happening is, like I say, I'm just dealt out of the city right there. My rent is going up by $80 right now. I have no choice. There are no move-in specials here in town anywhere because apartments are so goddamn scarce. In the past 2 years, 17,000 apartment units have been gone. That's just apartment units.
Yeah, apartment units turned into condos.
Several thousand trailer park spaces as well have been torn up and converted over as well to new condominium communities. So the rental space is getting really scarce because now what's happening is I'm having to be forced to compete with lower class people who have less income than me. But you
Section
know,
8 housing?
Yes.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, I even went to go look at a couple places that I would consider affordable. One of them is South End of the Strip. And they looked at me and told me, you can't live here. And I said, excuse me? They said, you're single, you have no children, and you make too much money. So you can't live here.
So in other words, what you're seeing is you're seeing a middle gap form because you either have to be desperately poor or ridiculously wealthy.
Really? Who would have thought the middle class is being thoroughly destroyed?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow. You know, I mean, and we're being subjugated down into poverty. I mean, it's not worth it, you know, to be middle class. It's not worth being middle class for some people. Because it's too...
We have the option to upgrade.
I know. It's not like it's hard to be middle class.
You know what? That is absolutely true. And that's the other problem, too. Because, you know, the more you may try to wait and hold off to have children to save up that money, it's going to be gone anyway. Because not until you have kids do you get those certain kind of tax breaks. Mm-hmm. And at that point, your kids are going to suck away the money.
Daddy's so do you... Dividend. Now, just to be all fair, do we have an idea where you're heading to?
I will be living in Houston.
Okay.
Specifically, the Woodlands area. Because
Steers and Queers.
No, not Steers and Queers. Woods and
he's gonna
whatever.
Get fucking horns drilled into his head just yes. so he can be.
Yes, I will look like Enigma. Good call. Yes.
Yes.
No, I'm looking around the Woodland area because it's right outside of Harris County, and I don't have to do the smog check on my vehicle. So,
that means a lot.
And my insurance will be half for the vehicles themselves.
Gee, really, Texas with lax environmental laws. Who'd have thought?
Dude, I've been down there. I gotta admit, I really liked the area. It was scary.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
It was scary to see their trucks. Oh, yeah, dude. I didn't see a single semi-diesel around there. It wasn't spitting out fucking soot. But since it goes right to the ocean and down to Mexico, they don't give a shit. No, seriously.
No, I believe you. I'm just laughing at that.
Oh, yeah. They have no ordinances for wood-burning fireplaces or anything.
No, they don't have to. You know,
That was one of Bush's big accomplishments when he was in office in there in Texas, is he repealed all the mandatory environmental laws and made them all optional, and companies and people were supposed to police themselves, which
is
why
true.
Almost
is
all
true.
Of them have been repealed now.
I have a lot of other ideas on that, too. I mean, I've already getting the house that I'm going to be renting in order. Don't have to pay last month's rent here, so the money for that's going to go for the deposit on the house. I then have to go ahead and get the utilities turned on. It'll be no problem. But what I'm looking at is, I'm looking for about probably about $100 less a month than I'll have here for a three-bedroom house with a two-car garage and an extra extended driveway. And the rent is negotiable, and it's rent-to-own because a lot of these people, they won't rent to hurricane victims, and a lot of the hurricane victims have been pulled out of Houston already. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for work with a government contractor. I've already got one that's tentative, depending upon my CCNA certification. I've had a job offer, but I have to get the cert. If I get the cert, I already have employment.
Now, let's be fair, and just so everybody who's listening to the podcast or listening to
this
live...
The show is
not going anywhere. Spankwagon will never... If I have anything to say about it, Spankwagon will never stop. What's happening here is Claude Balls, the talent of the show, is going to be leaving here at the end of December.
Basically, I have no ill feelings towards anyone or anything. It's not that I'm someone who just got, that I came to Vegas and had a bad time, because that's really not the case. But unfortunately, Vegas has really...
So what are we going to do for your last show?
I don't know. At this point, I'm not sure what my
last
show
is. We got to do something
for
your last show.
Live from Cheetahs and shit.
Yeah, really. Well, maybe OG.
There you go. It looks like right now the last show may be...
For you, the last Claude show.
For me, maybe actually... Either the second or Christmas. So.
You know, I said, it's to me, it's unthinkable.
Second of January.
The Claude to be leaving Vegas. I mean, you are Mr. Vegas. You love the city. You love the history.
I like a lot of the history of the city here. I got to say, too, I've not to be too egotistical, but fuck it, because I am. I've been a part of the city history, too, for a lot of shit I've done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that we've talked about extensively in the past, where when you live in Las Vegas... If you do it right, you can really make Vegas do what you want it to do, for you. Now, here is a situation where it wasn't gambling. It wasn't the vices.
Let me say something right now. I have been in Vegas since 1996, and the only time I've touched a slot machine was when I had to get change from to break 100. Literally, I've never gambled here at all. Trench has been out with me, and yeah. I just stand back and I won't touch machines. It holds no interest for me. It's not a religious thing.
You know, and the interesting thing is, you know, and we've talked, like I said, Claude and I've talked about this. You make it what you want. The problem here is, though, it wasn't any of the vices that brought him down. It was the fucking housing bubble that we have talked about extensively on this show because, you know, this town, this city, everybody who lives here. I mean, I got lucky. I bought my house at the perfect fucking time. See, I bought it at the last fucking moment. Theoretically, you could, or
technically,
you
know, yes. You had probably about 2 months after that.
Everything
max.
Went to fucking straight through the roof.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. This city is going to burn itself out with attitudes like this because you're making it impossible for cheap labor to work here.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, if you're going to make an environment where it's impossible for cheap labor to work here, you're going to have super high unemployment or your crime rate is going to double or triple. Because, now, and this is an odd thing because Vegas is actually touting that they're 1% lower than the national average for unemployment, but that's right now.
Can't last.
That no, can't well. Last. If you're taking away affordable housing, you know, and that's something that if you look at a brochure to move to Vegas for any jobs, also like the Clark County CCEA, Clark County Education Association or whatever.
Right. They've actually, before
they've
they
removed,
used to tout.
They removed the line saying affordable housing.
They've yanked the carpet out from underneath
well,
the
exactly.
class.
Well,
what's happened as well is a great example of what Trench is talking about. We've mentioned this before. They've actually had to change that. Before they said affordable housing, and that's no more.
No.
They're actually offering roommate services now instead.
Yes.
I have a boss, and this guy went out and he bought like a $320,000 home. And this guy, you know, I don't give a shit. He makes $48,000 a year. Okay, he makes more than me, but he's making $48,000 a year, and he has to have two roommates to afford a house. That's just unheard of.
That's ridiculous.
Like I say, and I'm not going to be some asshole that sees like a cheap piece of or an overpriced piece of property and goes, well, in comparison to where I'm from, I'm going to buy it because that's the mentality that Californians had and what helped jack up prices here.
And that's what did this. Now, another thing is you got places like California where they artificially jack up the prices. You also have places like New York where the prices are high because of limited real estate. Real, honest to goodness, limited real estate. Here what you have is you have speculators. You have people coming in purchasing all these houses, all these properties, turning them around and reselling them to make, you know,
flipping.
Flipping is what it's called, to make themselves way, way wealthy. They don't even live here. Half of the people who own houses here don't even live here. You know, Oscar Goodman, you know, he tries so hard to say, we need more people, we need more apartments. There's only one developer right now in Vegas, only one, who's building a condo specifically for apartment rentals. Mm-hmm. He's building a giant, massive, and it's a condoplex. I mean, apartments are condos in my opinion, so that's why I'm mixing and matching the words. But here's the thing. He's building specifically for renting because he sees people need affordable housing.
Oh, yeah.
People need to have a place to live that can't afford to buy a house, and you just can't do that. Anybody who's purchased a house, I'd say before 2001, you got in under the gun here in Vegas.
There's a lot of people right now. I mean, I talked with another person here. His family owns a four-bedroom house in Summerlin. They purchased it in 1995 for $170,000. It is now valued at $500,000 in Summerlin, right off of a little bit below Durango.
And for anybody who's not from Vegas, Summerlin is the rich bitch neighborhood.
Pretty much.
Old retirement rich bitch neighborhood.
Yes.
The other problem I think Vegas has is the urban sprawl. I mean, we're rotting from the center of the city out.
No, I don't agree
actually,
with that.
Actually, I do, because what happened is there's a guy down in Blue Diamond. This guy, back in 1992, he bought acres and acres of land out there. I'm trying to think of how much he had. I think he has like less than 3 acres. And he paid $30,000 just for the land and probably put like another 30 or 40 into a home. But he paid like $30,000, and he lives off of Blue Diamond Road, which, look it up on a map, it's on the extreme southwest side of Vegas. And this guy kept getting offers, and he decided one day he thought he'd be funny. So he put up a sign that says, property for sale, $1.8 million, call and inquire.
And then
his offers right now are up to about $8 million from developers.
All right, we're getting into a sad topic. We need to go ahead and take a quick break. I got the music.
You got the music? All right, good.
You are listening to the greatest Internet radio show ever.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Now, we're going to say it again before we go to break. The show isn't going anywhere. And
no.
People in the chat room are already asking, so what are you going to do about the show? Don't worry
maybe,
about that.
Maybe, you know what, the show will live covered. On, but the for a co-host, maybe we could have a contest.
It's possible, like a talent show?
Yes, send in some recording tapes.
Oh, there you go. I'm all for that. If you want to be a co-host, send it to me, spankwagonmail@cox.net, and we'll talk about that.
That's right.
Hey, anyhow, we got to go to cut to a break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back in really just a little bit.
Spankwagon.
Tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulders off, nigga. I got you. Yeah. If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go and brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told you, kid. Dirt off your shoulders. I probably owe it to y'all. Probably be locked by the force. Trying to hustle some things that go with the Porsche. Feeling no remorse. Feeling like my hand was forced. Middle finger to the law, nigga. Grip on my ball. Said the ladies, they love me. From the bleachers, they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing. They like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating. Off the trap that I'm making. But all the hustlers, they love it. Just to see one of us make it. Came from the bottom, the bottom. To the top of the pops. Nigga, London, Japan. And I'm straight off the block. Like a running back. Get it, man? I'm straight off the block. I can run it back, nigga. Cause I'm straight with the rock. Come on. If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone. Brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, gone. Brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told your kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you gotta get. 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 Dirt off your shoulders. Your homie hove in position in the kitchen with soda. I just whipped up a watch, trying to get me a rover. Trying to stretch out the coca like a wrestler, yes sir. Keep the heck of the clothes, you know the smokers are tension. But like 52 cards went out, I'm through dealing now. 52 bars come out, now you feel them now. 52 cards roll out, remove ceiling in case 52 bras come out. Now you chilling with a boss, bitching cards, FC on the sleeve. At the 40-40 club, ESPN on the screen. I play the grip for the jeans, plus the slippers is clean. No chrome on the wheels, I'm a cloner for real. Keep feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told your kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. Dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. Dirt off your shoulder, your boy back in the building. Brooklyn, we back on the map. Me and my beautiful bitch in the back of the pack. I'm the realest of running, I just happen to rap. I ain't got a clap at them, niggas scared of that black. I dropped that black album, then I back out it as the best rapper alive. Nigga, acts about me from bricks to billboards, from grams to Grammys. The O's the opposite, off and in, you got a pardon, Jay. We're selling out the garden in the day. I'm like a young Marvin in his hay. I'm a hustler, homie. You a customer, crony. Got some dirt on my shoulder. Could you brush it off for me? If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told your kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. Dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. Dirt off your shoulder. Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Best rapper alive.
waves of that fog hat rule of your orientation. The prowess and elation of a lady at the end of the line. At 867-53, oh hey, hey, hey. It doesn't matter, I've got a sure Valentine. Cause in the laws of after prophecy, you're already betrothed to me. You don't believe, well, come and see. The truth is right there. So bear down and stare. That's right, it's the truth of my wanna see her for the matter at hand. I don't ride through there, I already can. The souls have just been falsely created. DJ. Schopenhauer is drunk. And I speak Kama Sutra of your own story. The power and the glory of the class that rocked in that day, yeah.
1978, hey, hey.
The words on the wall always mean what they say. Your opinion has a time and place, but not in restroom time and space. The call of the stall has us in a hide and free. The truth is right there. So bear down and stare. That's right, it's the truth, huh? Push towards the moment you've been waiting for. So hard that your eyes are hanging out by the coast. And in the bright light of your epiphany, you'll see the right was right. You'll want me.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spankwagon Radio.
Now, since we've already had the bomb fucking dropped on us, we do want to reiterate, we're not going anywhere, so don't stop listening. We're only going to tell you that every week until every week has to be said.
Drop the bomb.
We need... Do we get clickers?
Headless clicker over there.
It's a bunny.
How does he get a good one?
Because it's a bunny.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for
Mad Props.
All right, this is where we acknowledge you, our faithful listeners, by making sure you know we know how to say your name.
As long as Trench can get the sentence out first.
In no particular order, let's give mad props to Diggs.
Mad props.
Anorexic pillow.
Mad props.
40
mad props.
Foo foo.
Mad props.
Virtual one.
Mad props.
And those are mad props for this Black Friday. Speaking of Black Friday, this
or
is great.
Dark Friday, as someone was mentioning
well,
earlier.
Well, you know, I heard that earlier on another radio show. Someone called it Dark Friday. I'm like, dude, is it Darky Friday? What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Operation Get Behind the Darkies.
Get.
Black Friday, huh?
Black fucking Friday today. Or here's some great news. Of course, can anybody guess the state this is from? Police officers were called to break up some fights between shoppers
Tennessee.
Early Friday.
Florida.
Hey! Ding, ding, ding. Claude wins with Florida. Orlando police officers were called in. Central Floridians flocked to stores.
Central what?
Floridians.
Isn't that the stuff they put in water?
No,
that's
fluoride.
Fluoride.
Oh, sorry.
It's midichlorian. No.
Floridians.
Floridians.
Were they fighting over carts?
No, that's only Florida. Here in Vegas.
Rev, get him back. Get him back.
He doesn't work there anymore. They flocked to stores one of the busiest shopping days. Line jumpers at Best Buy at Fashion Square Mall apparently started a fight around 11:30 p.m. Officers responded, and there—excuse me, 11:30 a.m. Officers responded. There were no arrests. However, one person may be arrested for starting a fight at a Walmart in Florida, as they tried to jump behind the counter to pick up one of the cheap PCs they were selling. Because Walmart was selling like fucking
$400 laptops,
$400
yeah.
Hewlett Packard, yeah,
that's right,
decent
yeah.
laptops. Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving is known. It's traditionally when most retailers go into the black, marketing-wise, you know, from you know how much they make and lose. It's kind of called Black Friday by anybody who works in retail because, oh, fuck, I got to work.
Your ass hurts when you're done with the day.
What do you mean
it's
you're out
bad.
Of this?
Maybe if Studio Troll can get her...
Hey, yeah, we got a retail. Studio Troll, please enter the studio. Studio Troll.
The Studio Troll said Studio Troll.
Uh-oh.
The Studio Troll's yelling at
yelling.
Us. Get in here. Get in here. Fuck. We know. We want to find out about that.
What happened?
How was Black Friday from your perspective?
Whoa, that was interesting.
Really?
Please speak into the mic.
Please turn on the mic.
It's a switch. On the microphone itself.
On the mic. Come on now, you've only been doing this show for how long?
Oh, it's there that long black stick with the big head.
Yeah.
I still have no ears. So.
Well, okay. That's your fault. Okay, so how was Black Friday in your land, your end of the retail world?
You know, your show isn't banned, right?
No.
It sucked fucking ass.
Really?
Big
really?
Green assholes.
No, really.
Filled.
Tell us how you feel. Don't hold back.
You know, I won't. Just not, no.
Were the people not friendly?
Oh, no, the people were okay. You know, they're you know, oh. You have your bitchers, you know, and it's like you look at them and go, okay, you're shopping the Friday after Thanksgiving. It's Black Friday. Dumbass, you know?
Everybody's shopping today.
Right.
Except for me. I didn't shop. I grocery shopped today.
I didn't shop anything at all.
So I grocery shopped today.
I had diarrhea.
In Las Vegas, there is only one Old Navy store.
Okay.
For all of Las Vegas.
Is it the one up on Lake Mead?
Yes.
No,
yes.
There's two. There's the one down on Stephanie.
Yeah, there's one on Stephanie.
In Henderson.
Of course.
Which isn't Las Vegas.
Excuse me for riding in the suburbs.
Well, the whole point is we service all of Las Vegas in our tiny store. Our line,
you heard it, boys. That's where you can get serviced.
Yes. Come to Old Navy. Get serviced by an Old Navy bitch.
Wait, the one with the glasses?
You
from the
know
commercial?
Her.
From the
You've
commercial?
Been there.
What? No, no. Oh,
Trencher's been
what?
Serviced in the men's room, but...
Anyway,
glory hole.
Our line was over 3 hours long.
Fuck!
For fucking pants.
For fucking Old Navy clothes?
Yeah, for jeans with big holes in them.
You know, one
so
of
that's
these
a pair
days,
of Old Navy pants.
I'm just going to set fire
let's,
to one of
let's,
those
Now,
stores.
Hold on. Let's see these pants.
Wait. These are Old Navy.
And those are what people are winning $3 for.
Wait.
I got
since
shit like that in my closet.
Since when did holy jeans come back into fashion?
Oh, holy jeans.
Sorry.
When did fucking dressing like a slob come back in fashion? Because I'm all for that.
That's the regular guy look, man.
That means my kid's at home being a fucking fashion diva.
Yeah, because your kid has like fucking no the jeans are all holes.
Oh,
all
the way up to her fucking thighs. Like,
it's derelict.
Yeah, and then it's even better if you wear like fishnet pantyhose.
Okay,
underneath.
I'm not putting a 9-year-old in fishnet pantyhose.
Okay, you know what? Reality's coming, my friend.
She'll be 14 and wearing them.
Yeah, no.
Reality is coming. Shotgun. Roman Polanski's coming back.
Roman Polanski's coming for your child.
Tell me, this isn't hell for me. I have a 9-year-old stepdaughter, for Christ's sake. Somewhere, Karma and God are just having a good chuckle.
Oh, she's going to rebel. She's going
to
rebel.
Happening.
So you had, was it 3 hours just to get through the register or 3 hours just to get in the building?
That was just to get to the register. We had people actually camped out in front of the store.
What? For fucking pants?
For fucking pants?
Yes.
It's not like you had laptops or shit, right?
Right. No.
Wait. What
I can understand
have
laptops.
Pants, yeah, I can understand
have
computer.
Some pants.
But, I mean, did the people in line have pants on?
Unfortunately, yes. I would have been much more appreciative had they not.
Because, I mean, they obviously have pants.
The guy with the ball
Why
sack
do they need more?
Out. Let's get him in here. He needs pants.
No, the guy with the ball sack hanging out is doing it for art.
Who's art?
It's a political statement.
It's a political statement.
I'm with you. Who's art?
Who's art? So here's the thing. So we have people
who
own pants who happen to want to buy pants. I don't see the need market here. I don't know.
I invented pants.
You invented pants?
We opened
Best commercial ever.
We opened an hour early, too, so I was in to work at 6, and there was already a line down and around the corner.
That's pretty bad.
Jesus!
For fucking 6 pants.
What? Okay, obviously...
Wait, hold on. What was this fantastic special that everyone had to get?
Yeah, it was, like, sweats and...
Sweatpants.
And things like that,
so
for $10 each.
People who basically
for
$10,
so you're gonna pay $20 for a velour top and a velour bottom for a sweatshirt.
Wait. So that means you had a bunch of fucking Goombas come in to buy jogging suits
at $10.
At $10 a shot, and so you had Goombas lined up around the fucking
each
building.
Each piece, 10 for the tops and 10 for the bottom.
I'm sorry, I'm a cheap guy.
$10, man, I can go to fucking Target,
Walmart,
with
Target,
sweatshirt.
You get the same thing for the same price
Kmart.
Every day.
Or cheaper.
It's my turn to go drink beer. Can I get off your show now?
Oh,
no.
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. You said no, right? Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to get off and go off the air.
All right. That's very good. So you had a very bad day.
It was awful. I'm so looking forward to like getting
beer.
High and beer and just relaxing.
There you go.
Desperately before I choke this mic.
And guess
what? Okay, go. Shoot.
There's still Christmas Eve and the day after when everyone's going to return the shit that doesn't
Oh, happen. The returns.
Wow.
Dude, you're dead, dude. She is staring
you
at you.
You are a dead man.
You are dead, motherfucker.
Look at that.
Do
he
you
announces.
Know,
you're not going to last to Houston.
My great-grandfather raises, like, bulls. You know what they do to castrate them? When they're born.
They bite them off, apparently.
No.
Okay,
when they're
wait. Time out.
They put a rubber band around their balls and they wait till they fall off.
Time out. He'd like that.
Oh, I'm out.
He's already got the burn mark.
Dude, yeah, I mean.
It says Sib on my ass, actually, because I tried to light a fight on fire, a fart on fire one time.
A fight on fire, oh.
Yeah, and it didn't work. I burned my own ass with a Bic lighter.
I burned one of my lips.
Ah!
I did. I was, like, all drunk, and I came in.
Ladies
and
gentlemen, this is going downhill.
I threw the cigarette between my legs. Don't do it. If there's any women listening in there, out there,
oh, come on.
Don't do it.
Why could you have sued the tobacco company?
Or if
like
you're going
the lady
to it,
sued
please
McDonald's.
Take a video and send it to
Yeah, really.
So you
all
mean
right,
you have cigarette? So you have.
Why?
Wait. So you have cigarette burns in the meat curtains.
It looks like an Arby's sandwich just spent too long under the heat lamp.
I resigned. This was months ago.
Wait.
Oh, so it's recent.
Oh boy.
It was recent. That means for like a week you're hobbling in.
I wonder if the Marlboro Miles were worth it on that one.
Were the Marlboro Miles worth it?
Asbestos panties. That's what to get her for Christmas.
Fucking crotch fire extinguisher. Just
you
fucking,
know,
it's like a fucking hose that wraps around the panty line. It just fucking explodes and puts out high halon and foam. Like
singe on the meat curtain.
No, fucking expanding foam.
At first I thought she was going to try to say that she was like trying to burn a queef. I did.
Ladies, if anyone can prove or disprove that pussy farts are in fact flammable,
send a video to Smack.
Yeah, what was that? Was that spank mail at cox.net?
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right, you're listening to the greatest fucking show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit. We got sports, don't we?
We got sports.
Dude, we got sports and news, and we only got fucking 10 minutes.
Go
for
the sports.
20 minutes.
Go for the sports.
No, man, we got to be nice to them, you know?
It's all right. Go for the sports.
All right,
sports.
Do we get sports music? Do you get that hey, hey, hey?
Actually, no, I don't.
Hey!
It's going to take a moment.
Hey.
Okay, so let's...
We'll interrupt you with music at random.
Okay, cool. Music at random. All right, so sports for this week. I don't know if you guys managed to catch it, but this is a name I love. A gentleman by the name of Dick Pound. He is the World Anti-Doping Agency president. Dick Pound. He came out and said that, according to their estimates, one-third of all NHL players are on steroids.
Oh, estimates. Fucking, okay, have you ever seen an NHL player? They're not bulky.
I know. Let me read this. Okay, NHL players and executives denied allegations by World Anti-Doping President Dick Pound that as many as Dick a third Pound. Of the league's 700 players may take some form of performance-enhancing substances.
I hope that's a last name, not like a middle.
Unfortunately, hockey players performing performance-enhancing substances would be
Mr.
Like
me in the ass.
A six-pack of beer. The NHL Players Association Executive Director Ted Saskin bristled at Pound's statement. Dick Pound's comments were incredibly irresponsible and have no basis in fact, Saskin said.
Dick
we have
Pound.
No knowledge of our sport and other players, and frankly he has no knowledge of our sport and of our players, and frankly has no business making such comments. The NHL does have some rather stringent guidelines for steroids. First-time offender gets a 20-game suspension. Second offense gets a 60-game. And third offense is a lifetime ban.
But they fucking play a million goddamn games a season.
No, they do play a lot, but not nearly as many like basketball or something like that.
Oh, Claude's looking up Dick Pound. You know what you're going to find when you Google Dick Pound?
No. Wow.
Found Dick Pound.
There's actually a video of Trench up there. My favorite right here is a quote by Todd Bertuzzi from the Todd Bertuzzi from the Vancouver Canucks.
I thought like Todd Bertuzzi. I'm like, what the fuck? These Canadians have some fucked up names.
His quote is, "Who's Dick Pound? Tell him to come to our dressing room with our shirts off and we'll see how performance enhanced we are. Tell him he can come hang out with me and see my workout. Trust me, we're not."
And that's just it. They're not. I've never heard of a hockey player having to get a new helmet size. Like, oh, I don't know, Barry Bonds.
Well, you know. So yeah, that's right there.
Dick Pound has quite a career.
Dick Pound has a big career here, it looks
1958,
like.
1958, Pound becomes the Canadian junior boys, age 15, 16, 100-meter freestyle champion.
Dick Pound plays with boys?
Yes, at one point, Dick Pound, and he was the freestyle champion.
So Dick was pounding freestyle.
That's right.
Dick was pounding boys freestyle.
That's fucking great, dude.
Okay, so now...
like, life is a punchline, I know.
Any more Dick jokes? Any more?
Going once, going twice.
I've got a dick joke. Pete Rose was not on the final year of eligibility for a Hall of Fame ballot.
Isn't there something after the main 20 years? There's like a golden age or nothing?
It's Hall of Fame.
Jesus. So he now is fully screwed.
Oh, yeah.
By his own, because of his own actions. Not because of, I think, by gambling, but by being
by
a
lying.
Douche
Be being
and
a
lying.
Douche and lying. Let me read this here. Hall of Fame doors will remain shut to Pete Rose, who won't appear on baseball writer's ballot in his final year of eligibility. Commissioner Bud Selig will not rule on Rose's application for reinstatement before the 2006 ballot is released on November 29th, according to Bob Dupree, baseball chief operating officer. How can I be on a list that expires 15 years that expires after 15 years if I'm suspended? Rose said Sunday in comments relayed to the Associated Press. You know, in 1989, just after baseball's investigation began, Rose considered himself to be a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame. He said, 4,256 hits, 2,200 runs, that's all I did. I'm a Hall of Famer. Unfortunately, you're also a gambling douchebag.
No, no, no. Here's the thing. The gambling, okay, fine. He made a mistake. He did something
he
wonderfully
bet
stupid.
On baseball
he bet
while
on
playing
his, yes.
or while coaching.
Yes, but, if he would have come clean sooner, if he would have been honest sooner, if he would have come clean sooner, there could have been a chance.
Could have been, but you know what? There's
but
just
he
not.
Made a
he
shitty
lied,
choice.
He lied,
lied.
He lied. And then he made money off the lie by
finally telling the truth
in
a book.
Got to get the monies. Okay, for all you football fans out there, all you Detroit fans, Lions.
You know, I thought Claude was looking for music, but right now he's looking at Real
Pound?
Dolls and Darth Vader.
Yeah, oh, okay. Star Wars porn.
The Lions will not be firing Mariucci on Friday.
After that disappointing loss.
Oh, yeah. While Detroit media reported the team might fire Mariucci the day after a 27-7 home loss to Atlanta on national television.
27-7.
A decision is not likely on Friday. Nothing's happening today. Reports of a power confab are unfounded, a team public relations representative said. The Lions are 15-28 since 2003 under Mariucci, including a 4-7 record this year. Mariucci has two more seasons remaining in his five-year contract, $25 million contract that he signed in 2003. He's due $5.5 million in 2006 and $6 million for 2007.
There you go.
So Mariucci's around for at least till Saturday.
Till Saturday before you know, who would take over for Mariucci? Assistant coach?
They've actually had a couple.
Locker room janitor?
Let's see here.
Strippers?
Defensive coordinator Dick Juron.
Hey, another Dick.
Yeah, he posted a record.
His name is Dick Juron.
There's a lot of dicks in sports.
Yeah, well, he posted a 45-46 record as the head coach of the Bears in 99 to 2003. He's the most likely candidate or to take over as an interim coach. There's a couple of different speculations up in the air.
All right.
So
anything else in the sporting world?
I do have a lot of baseball. I know we've got a lot of stuff that you want to go over.
Yeah, so I got a couple things. Let's switch gears, and maybe if we have time, we'll go back to the sports.
Poor Bud Selig. He gets blamed for everything.
Fuck Bud Selig. Okay, Bud Selig gets blamed because he's a dip.
Hey, you know what?
He's a fucking dipshit.
He's a dip who's finally done something right, as long as this steroids bit gets
passed.
Okay,
but the steroid thing, I don't know. I mean... Yeah, okay, he's trying to be tough, but he has to be tough and keep in mind the players' union.
You know what?
The only players' union I see that makes any sense right now. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The hockey players' union fucked them for a year. The football players' union fucked them in, was it, 86, 87?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this baseball. Oh, God, they're all fucked, okay?
And baseball's got another. Baseball and basketball both have collective bargaining agreements coming up soon. So
here we go again. Two injured in Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade. Two women were injured when an M&M balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade hit a light post, causing the lamp atop the pole to fall on two spectators. Two women aged 11 and 26. Okay.
God, I need sound effects over here.
Were struck around 11:30 a.m. local time at West 43rd Street and 7th Avenue.
I didn't realize there was an M&M balloon in the parade.
Apparently, well... Yeah, the M&M balloon here. The two women were visiting from Albany, New York to attend the parade. The M&M balloon, which has been in there for quite a few years, this is the first time any injuries have caused from the M&M balloon.
Well, there was that incident last year where after the parade, the M&M balloon went out, beat its wife, and blamed it all on its mother. Yo, motherfucker, I'm melting your mouth, not in your hand. Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement.
Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of it. All right. Confessions of a photocopier repairman. This is from CNET. Photocopier supplier Canon is warning customers to take better care of their office equipment during the Christmas period, claiming that festive season traditions usually lead to a 25% hike in service calls due to incidents such as the classic. I don't like the classic backside copying prank.
Now, you got to wonder, you know a lot of those...
You're photocopying your poop shoot on a color fucking Canon copier. They get to see the corn coming out.
Now, here's the thing, though. How many of those repairs are actual broken glass and the removal of fecal matter? You're going to need the tabloid-sized copier for some of those.
Yeah, no shit. Such a stunt, a mainstay of the office party, often results in clacked glass,
cracked glass. You want a clacked glass?
Yeah. No.
Flied lice, you prick.
Often results in cracked glass on the copier, with 32% of Canon technicians claiming to have been called out to fix glass plates during Christmas period after attempts to copy... body parts goes wrong.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you know the glass, when it cracks, it's going to break in the middle, and you're going to
grab it. You pinch in.
Yeah, and then when you get up, what if it just gets the hair?
Oh!
Ooh, a little butt hair there. Oh.
God damn, who's like spreading their anus open, dude?
Hey, man, I can see it, though.
It's like fucking greeting cards from Goatsy, man.
Well, not all of us have burned off our ass hair. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mr.
I did not burn it. I simply branded the cheek.
I smell burnt hair and toasted sphincter.
Tim Anders, a Canon employee.
What do you have
millennium.
To go by that for comparison?
Apparently sniffing his own finger.
Tim Anders, I did smell the priest.
Tim Anders, a Canon employee from London, says he always fit lots of new glass to copiers after New Year's due to rear-end copying. In fact, Canon claims a shocking 46% of service calls are in response to non-work-related breakages. Jeff Bush of the North of England said one case he's attended where a young lady had cracked the glass mid-scan, also jammed the scanner, so it wasn't until the machine was fixed and her colleagues all sober that copies of her ass started pouring from the machine.
What happens if you get the bottom of your ball bag stuck in there?
God damn, what is it with you getting fucking body parts pinched in a fucking copier?
And then imagine the scanner goes over, dude, and you hit with that fucking hot fluorescent light.
Oh, partly in response to this trend, or perhaps because of the supersizing of the Western physique, Canon now has increased the...
Supersizing of the Western
this.
Physique.
Canon now makes the glass thicker.
Attention America, you are fat. Do not sit on the copier. I repeat,
Not
sit on the copier.
One extra fucking millimeter in the thickness of the glass is going to save the fucking world.
Hey, if it saves my fucking ball bag, I'll be happy about it.
Well, don't fucking put your
keep
ball bag
your
on a copier.
Keep your goddamn nuts off the copier.
If
Jesus.
You keep your dick off the copier, you're not going to have a problem.
You got a camera phone. Is that not good enough for
I'm
you?
I'm about to rest my balls on your chin in a minute.
You can rest your balls fucking out there for all I care. I don't... Yeah. Anyway. We can only hope this meant that the photocopier was jammed in the machine. Oh, wow, I skipped ahead. However, one of the most alarming tales comes from a service engineer of Northern England. I had to repair a machine with a photocopy of a man's groin jammed
pinched
in it.
Pinch ball bag. Ow!
We only hope that it meant the photocopy was jammed in the machine.
By the way, if anybody does have one of those pictures of a pinched ball bag, you can send that to spankmail@cox.net.
Dude, there's actually a site out there called Booby Scan. That what they do is chicks fucking put their tits...
Oh, I've seen them.
Put their tits on a... What the fuck are we playing?
Boobscan. Boobscan.com.
Boobscan.com, where they put it on the fucking scanner and scan their tits in.
And if anybody out there would like to scan their tits, especially if they have man meat tits, you can send those to spankmail@cox.net. That's right, spankmail@cox.net. Ball bag. I caught Big Jim and the Twins in the copier. Did someone call the repair tech? Really I'm not through. There's one more. Purple Helmet Warrior. I always preferred Purple Headed Yogurt Slinger myself.
Hey, I'm looking at the clock, so I think it's time for me to...
To what?
To do this.
Time to rock a rhyme.
To catch your ball bag.
No.
I think that's going to be the new ticket in the pipe. Is going to be catch your ball bag.
Oh, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This has been Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the infallible Claude Balls.
And with us tonight,
Voodoo Murphy,
also known as Dickwad. We want to say a few thank yous to a lot of people out there. I love turning off his mic. It's great.
That was fucked, dude.
Thank you. I want to say a big thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us to come into the studio and have Claude sniff women's panties.
We love you.
We want to say a big thank you to Megarock-Radio.com for syndicating us, KCHost.net, RealMusicNetwork.com, all syndicates. Hey, remember, if we're not live,
we are in the archive.
And you can check us out at podcasts, that's PODCASTS, .lvrocks.com. You can also get to that link from spankwagon.net. Say a big thank you to our friends. We want to say thank you to All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, VFTP.net. We also want to say thank you to Studio Troll for coming in here and sharing a Black Friday story.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was very
big time. Thank you. I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And I'm Voodoo Murphy.
We will be back next week for
more Spank Wagon.
See ya!
Watch your ball bag.
Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.